A blue streak from the right is followed by the words Touchstone Pictures. A light runs through the words and turns into a flash of lightning on a blue dot. Traveling down a bayou, Touchstone Pictures presents a Robert Simons Jack Giaputa production. A Frank Carossi movie. Adam Sandler. A football stadium. Kathy Bates. Two coaches are clocking a player's speed.
Cut his ass.
Caruso Ball.
Let's go!
Jerry Reed.
Thanks up!
And Henry Winkler. Lee Clark, Larry Junior. Jr. The man approaches the coaches.
Hey, coach, how you been?
Leon Swan. Now, why ain't I surprised to see you snooping around my football field first day of practice?
Well, that's because you've got a good-looking football team. Maybe good enough to add another national championship trophy to the old case downstairs?
That's kind of like my old man told me one time, Lynn. The only thing better than a crawfish dinner is five crawfish dinners.
The coach smiles. He's wearing a red ball cap and a red shirt that reads UL Football.
Hey, here comes the head.
A man walks onto the field with a water and paper cup dispenser attached to his back. He pumps the dispenser lever up and down. He fills a paper cup with water from a tube attached to the dispenser. He smells the water, looks at it, swirls it around, and finally tastes it. He smacks his lips.
It's clean. It's cold. Now that's what I call high-quality H2O. Oh!
A football hits him in the head.
Right in the head.
He weaves around.
Go over there.
He points to the football. He holds his head and falls down.
Any unused magic in that legendary green playbook of yours, Rick?
The coach rolls up the playbook tighter.
I may have a couple squirreled away in there for a rainy day.
The table on the sidelines holds three shiny metal coolers labeled rainwater, spring water, and distilled water. Plastic cups and water bottles are neatly arranged in front. The water boy takes notes from a suggestion box.
See what we got here.
It reads, Water Boy, I hope you choke on your dandruff. Sign number 24.
Not exactly what I call constructive finish.
A bald football player sprays water on the water boy.
Not like you could use a shower.
Oh, thank you. Listen, you can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy. You need to amuse yourself at my expense. Just rough me up or something.
Fair enough.
He grabs the water boy. The coach notices.
I can't injure myself. Please.
Lasky, get over here.
Yes, sir, coach. What is that moron doing here, huh? I tell you as plain as I could speak to get rid of his ass last year. Yes, sir, but I didn't think you were serious, Coach. But besides, he does a great job.
Disrupting my football team, you idiot! 18 years of this is enough! Hey, Waterboy!
Waterboy takes an orange cooler off his head.
Yes, Mr. Coach, for you.
You're fired!
Okay.
Later, the water boy's driving home on a riding lawnmower.
That's waiting for us.
Just a little boy. He passes a sign that reads, Welcome to Jackson's Bayou, Louisiana, the heart of Cajun country. A woman is hacking at a big fish with a cleaver.
Born on the bayou.
She looks up and smiles. It's dark when the water boy drives his lawnmower over a low wooden bridge.
Bobby Boucher.
He enters a house.
Come give your mama a kiss.
I see.
Steve's a donkey.
Oh, why are you home so early, my precious angel?
Mama, something bad happened today.
Somebody hurt you, my boy. Who hurt you? You tell mama who hurt you.
Oh, wait, mama. It's just that I lost my position as the team's water distribution engineer.
Why, that's the best news I heard in a dog's age. Now you'll be able to spend your days at home where you belong.
Yes.
She puts the cleaver down.
I was thinking, Mama, maybe I could try to get another water boy job for a different team.
Don't you raise your voice to me, Bobby Boucher.
I wouldn't raise my voice, Mama. I don't like confrontations. I'm a Virgo.
Who told you you was a Virgo?
Icky Valancourt, that girl.
A girl? Bobby Boucher. Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, Mama.
Flashback to Bobby's
Mama
childhood.
Mama saw Nelson at Lawson's Creek this morning.
Really?
We looked for crawfish together. Her name's Vicky.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, Mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
Mama, it's just that I'm a water boy. The team gets thirsty and I bring them the water. They need the water and I like to be the one that brings it to them.
Yeah, and they'd like to give you a boot and up a toot for all your trouble. Bobby, you don't have what they call the social skills. The people don't understand you. That's why you never have any friends, except for your mama.
Well, all I know is this, Jimmy.
On TV.
This Friday, August 29th at the Baton Rouge Exposition Center, I'm going to open a can of whoop-ass on Herculon, and I'm going to drive him back into whatever galaxy he came from. And that's a promise.
Strong words from a strong man, Captain Insano. Now let's take a call. It's our old friend from Jackson's Bayou, Mr. B.
Hello, Jim. Is it possible to speak to Captain Insano?
Shoot, Mr. B.
Captain Insano. I notice sometimes when you are wrestling or opening up a can of whoop-ass, as you like to say, you seem to be sweating quite profusely.
Yeah?
I was wondering if perhaps you might need the services of an experienced water boy.
That's pretty cute. How old are you, kid? 11? 12?
I'm 31 years old.
Captain Insano and Jimmy look at each other.
I guarantee that guy's still a virgin.
The next morning, Bobby takes off on his lawnmower wearing a baby blue leisure suit. He leaves Mama's ramshackle house and crosses the bridge. Later, he drives onto the old rundown campus of South Central Louisiana State University. He walks down a hallway and enters a room where a man's watching a football game film.
This is where they strip the ball from us, and then we miss one tackle. There are two tackles, right? He drops the ball. Whoops, he has time to pick it up and dust it off and run in for a touchdown before our guys even know what's going on.
He turns off the projector.
Hello.
My name is Bobby.
He stands and sees Bobby.
I am inquiring as to whether you have the need for an experienced water boy on your upcoming season.
Nice suit.
Thank you. It was my daddy's.
Hold the thought.
Yeah.
Shh, 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 shh. Come on. Come here. Come here. Come on.
Come on, everybody.
All right, this is it.
Okay.
This is the play. This is the play. This is the play. Okay. The quarterback. Two receivers lined up to the left. One to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he gives the ball. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Now, once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No. He fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about fake. He pretends to fake. I don't know where I am. I can't breathe. Oh, this room is getting smaller. I have to sit down.
Hang on here. Take some water.
Bobby opens a collapsible cup and fills it with water from a bottle he's carrying in a holster attached to his belt.
All right, dear.
The coach drinks the water.
This is good. This is much better than what I serve.
He nods toward a rusty container full of scummy water.
That is the water that you serve to your place.
Uh-huh.
It is imperative that you allow me to be your water boy.
I can't hire you. I can't hire anybody with a poor...
You do not have to pay me. I will do it for free. Just promise me that you will never distribute the contents of that drug to any human poison.
That's a deal.
It's a deal?
The coach nods.
Thank you so much, Coach Klein. I will not let you down. Good day.
Good day.
I'll see you at practice.
A sign above the bleachers reads, "This is Mud Dog's Country."
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
A man in overalls is on the field supervising football practice. He watches a play and throws his hat down. A player pulls his protective cuff out of his pants and gives it to another player who stuffs it in his pants and runs out onto the field. A cheerleader grabs a whiskey bottle and takes a drink. Coach Klein's reading The Complete Idiot's Guide to Coaching College Football when the overalls man approaches. The coach hides the book.
Me tug dog, yeah.
Okay. Just have the defense run sprints.
I get right there, Kalai. I ran out. Hey.
He runs back to the team.
Now we win. I kind of fuck all we go. Next we have a book.
The team looks confused. Bobby lights a fire under a stock pot, then looks at the contents of the pot with a magnifying glass. A player wearing a do-rag walks up.
Yo. Water's better cold.
Yes, I agree. But to guarantee that the H2O is purified, it's good to use the heating source, Stoino. It's like my mama always said, better safe than sorry.
The player takes off his sunglasses and smiles.
My mama says that too. Aren't all mamas the same?
Yes.
Derek, I kick the field goals around here.
Coach talks to himself.
I need your cooperation. I need it now.
Is he going to be all right?
Yeah. He has his good days and his bad days. He used to be an assistant coach at some big football school, but he had a mental breakdown or something. Don't worry, he'll snap out of it. Let me know when it cools down, baby.
Yes.
All right.
Derek leaves. Coach Klein sitting on a football and flapping his arms on the field.
Hey, y'all get a load of the new water boy?
Bobby's tasting water with a wooden spoon.
Make him feel right at home. Jerry, go right. Casey, go left. Way left. Yeah. Wrong one. Hey, back.
The players take their positions.
Set! Red 22! Red 22! Cut!
The quarterback throws the ball to Casey, who crashes into Bobby and knocks the water table over.
I think he zigged when he should have zagged on that play. Sorry.
Hey, water boy. Check this out.
A player spits in the water cooler and slaps hands with another player. Bobby stares at the one who spit and remembers an event from his childhood.
Hey, water boy.
Young Bobby picks up a ladle.
Check this out.
Coach Boyu grabs it.
Well, my. Was my little aquatic engineer about to bash one of my football players?
Well, he's bitten a cooler.
He happens to be a finely tuned athletic machine. And I ain't gonna have him hit in the head by some idiot water boy. Do you understand me?
Are you all right?
But I wasn't going to do nothing, Coach.
Well, you better do something. You got to defend yourself here, Bobby.
But they finally tuned athletic machines.
I am not telling you to go on a shooting rampage. But you have to stand up for yourself, or they're going to ride you all season long. Believe me, I've seen it myself.
Bobby nods. Bobby swinging his arm.
Yeah. Hey, moron! Hey! Moron! Look at me! I'm the wooden water boy, duh! I got a wooden spoon, duh!
Smell like you could use a shower, Stinky!
You're fired!
Bobby runs toward the team, jumps over some players, and tackles the quarterback hard.
Wow. Damn. He's killed, though.
Bobby gets up.
I'm sorry.
Someone uses smelling salts, and the quarterback comes, too.
Who there?
The team looks at Bobby.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass. I would be honored if you play football for this team.
Me? Play football?
Yes.
Thanks, but no thanks, Coach. My mama won't let me play no football.
We're gonna go home. You and I, we're gonna talk to Mama.
My mama said that.
It's nighttime as a bug zapper hangs on Mama's porch. Inside, an enormous snake is curled up on a platter.
That snake looks delicious. What part do you think I'm about to eat?
Basically, a snake don't have parts. But if I had to call it anything, I would say it's his knee.
The coach turns wide-eyed and looks at
her. Right. His knee. And what are we having for dessert?
Squirrel.
Excellent. Let's talk about Bobby playing football.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. You see, my boy is too delicate to be playing foosball and whatever you call it with them gargantuans.
I don't think you understand, Mrs. Boucher.
No, you don't understand me, Mr. Coach Klein. My boy is all I got left.
Ow! She touches her forehead.
It's the brain pain, Coach.
You see, my husband, Robert, one day back in 1966, pick up sticks, and me, 4 months pregnant with this precious angel, he decides he wants to go and help the foreign peoples. He's gonna go and join the Peace Corps. And he promised me that everything's gonna be okay. Just like you promising me now. But everything wasn't okay. No. He got lost in the middle of the Sahara Desert. And he died. He died.
He gonna get no water, Coach. He died of the dehydration.
And we were left all alone.
I would have got my daddy some water, but I just had a baby inside Mama's stomach.
And now you want to take away the only part of my Robert I had left.
But don't you want the only part you've got left to get a college education?
Nah.
Me, a college student?
Yes. Bobby, think about it. A whole new world will open to you.
Boy, Mama, that sounds nice. Me, a college man?
Coach, my Bobby's a sweet boy, but he ain't exactly what you call college material. So don't you go filling his simple head with all those crazy dreams of school and college and things of that sort.
But, Mama, I'm tired of everybody calling me a dummy. I'm tired of not having any friends.
Yeah, and my ass is tired of sitting here and jawing all night. I'm going to bed. Nice to meet you, Mr. Coach. Good luck with your foosball. Bobby, after you let Mr. Coach out, you come into my bedroom. Mama will brush your hair.
You know, when I was your age, my mother told me not to get a tattoo of Roy Orbison.
Coach walks to the door and looks over his shoulder.
But what Mama don't know won't hurt her.
He lowers his pants.
I trust you'll make the right decision.
He pulls up his pants and leaves. Out onto the field in a football uniform, carrying a water
cooler.
Everybody's already laughing at us.
We ain't won a game since 1994.
Derek runs up to Bobby.
What's up, baby?
Hey, where's your helmet? Derek Wallace. They don't got no more helmets.
Here, you can share mine. And try it on, man. See if it fits. All right.
Thanks.
Bobby puts the helmet on.
What a dink.
Casey looks at Bobby.
Come on. Huddle up. All right, we have an announcement to make. Our former water boy, Bobby Boucher, is going to play some linebacker for us.
Ooh, all
I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now, please.
Not yet.
All right. Now, I want to work with the offense. I want to work with the defense. Special teams. Go with forward Fran. Do some laps.
Derek runs off and overalls man follows.
Line up on the ball.
Line up on the ball.
All right. Third and ten.
Third and ten?
Yeah, you know. It's the offense's last opportunity to gain 10 yards before they have to punt. Gee, he's going to run the option.
Option?
He ain't never going to be able to figure this out, Coach.
Yes, he is.
Now, Bobby, you've waterboyed for 18 years. Didn't you occasionally watch the game?
Oh, no, I had a lot to keep me busy. Checking the pH levels and refilling the cups.
All right, well, then let's just keep it simple. Casey, I want you to tackle Casey like you did Gee yesterday.
Right now?
Right now. Go.
Does he know about this?
Doesn't matter. You're a warrior.
Bobby walks over to Casey and feels around on him and hugs him.
Don't be afraid to use all of your strength. You know, he's resilient. He's a resilient guy. Okay?
Hey, Casey, I think he wants to make out with you.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Is there any sport that you do watch? You know, a physical sport? Boxing, hockey?
Wrestling.
Wrestling. Wrestling is good. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Well, even though he was slightly discourteous to me recently, I'm going to have to say Captain Insano.
Okay. I want you to do to Casey what Captain Insano does to the bad guy. Go.
Oh, man. He poked me in the eye.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Bobby? Where was the intensity that I saw yesterday?
That wasn't no intensity. You said it was all right to fight back, and I just started thinking about all the people who've been mean to me over the years.
That's it. I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
I want you to pretend that Casey is insulting you.
Pretend?
I want you to visualize all those people that have been mean to you, and then I want you to attack. I want you to visualize and then attack. Can you handle that?
I tried.
Just give it a try.
Bobby stares at Casey and visualizes him as Coach Red Booyou.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you? No.
No what?
Bobby picks Casey up and slams him down on his back.
I didn't mean to hurt you. Coach told me to pretend.
Bobby, can you do this for me? Every single game, can you do this?
Coach, not only will I do it for you, Yes, I'll do it for you.
Students enter a classroom. Bobby is with Derek.
Why you pick this class anyway? It's pretty hard.
Oh, what a beautiful view.
There's a fountain outside the window.
All right. Y'all shut up now. Now, last week, we talked about the physiology of the animal brain as it pertains to aggression. Now, is there anyone here that can tell me why most alligators are abnormally aggressive?
I know the answer to this question. Raise your hand.
Anybody? Anyone? Yes or you, sir?
Bobby stands.
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
Your mama said alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush. Wow. Anybody else? Yes, the user.
Alligators are aggressive because of an enlarged medulla oblongata. It's the sector of the brain which controls aggressive behavior.
That is correct. The medulla oblongata.
But Mama said...
The medulla
oblongata is where anger, jealousy, and aggression come from. Now, is there anybody here can tell me where happiness comes from?
Bobby raises his hand.
Anyone? All right. Let's hear what Mama has to say on the subject.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Well, folks, Mama's wrong again.
No kind of saying this, you're wrong. Mama's right.
Medulla oblongata.
Bobby turns and frowns at the professor. He charges and tackles him. Students pull Bobby off the professor.
It's okay to fight back. Coach Klein said I could. Mr. Coach Klein said I could. It's fine, guys.
Well, Mud Dog fans, it's time to kick off another year of Mud Dog football. With the weight of a 40-game losing streak on their back, everyone
Farmer Franz doing jumping jacks in front of mostly empty bleachers. Some of the cheerleaders are passed out. The others are sitting at a table with the Mud Dog's mascot. He takes a drink of whiskey and falls out of his chair. Bobby's stacking trays of water cups when Derek approaches.
What you doing, Bobby?
Oh, Lord, that's some heavy-duty armpit saturation. That's an early warning sign of the dehydration. You got to have H2O, please.
Look, you need to stop worrying about water, baby, and start worrying about the game today, okay? Yeah. Now, just do whatever you did to Colonel Sanders, and you'll be fine.
I will, thank you. I feel bad about lying to my mama. I wonder what she's doing right now.
Mama's playing badminton with Steve.
And he's down with a 3-yard kickoff return. The Mud Dogs offense takes the field.
Everybody, you can do it. Gain some yards. Put some points on the board. Come on.
Hey, Walter, I'll bet you $50 Guy Grinwald throws a touchdown pass on the first play. Check it out.
Set. Blue 22. Punt.
This pass is intercepted.
You owe me $50.
You said it was going to be a touchdown pass, you crazy asshole.
Go. Hold him. Okay, you can do it. Come on. This is just like we practiced, okay? Okay, go. Come on.
Guy bumps into Bobby.
Watch where you're going, needle dick.
Sit. 390.
Time for the retard to find out what college football's all about.
390. Check. Red 18.
Needle dick.
The quarterback
Needle
turns
dick.
Into Guy.
Needle dick.
Bobby sacks the quarterback.
Your name is Needle Dick.
I knew that this was a good idea.
Takes off his hat and wipes his brow.
I'm out from the game. What's he calling? Find out.
Yeah, this is for you.
Bobby hands the ref a glass of water.
I want a boy.
Stop it.
You're fired.
He pushes a player aside and tackles the quarterback as he throws the ball.
Yes,
Bobby. The Mud Dog intercepts. Touchdown.
Best tackler I've seen since Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot.
I said Joe Montana.
We're tied at 7 with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Eagle cover two, ready?
Best of luck to you on an upcoming play.
I'll be playing with your mama tonight.
Bobby looks at his number.
62.
Boom, 22! Hut!
And our drops back.
Coach lock a screen pass.
Martin intercepts the ball.
62.
There you are.
He tosses the ball to 62.
Number 62 is headed for the end zone. He's at the 40. The 30.
Bobby kicks 62 in the chest.
Knocked him off. Oh,
I love my mama very much. Now you know that.
Coach Klein sits on the grass crying.
The water boy handed them the game. What an idiot.
Water boy, you stink!
Nice job, shithead. You just lost us the game.
I'm sorry. Would you please still be my friend?
No! Get away from me.
Okay.
Bobby hangs his head as he leaves the locker room. He sees someone messing with his lawnmower.
Hey, stud.
Vicky Valancourt, this is quite a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I just got out of jail. I heard you were playing football.
Yes, well, I...
Farmer friend walks up.
We live up by on our day. We live up by on our day.
Yes.
Why ain't I?
Farmer friend smiles at Vicky and leaves.
So what say we go and get something to eat and catch up on things?
Oh, Mama's not a big fan of restaurants or of me going to one. But if you like, sometimes Mama, she got the, on a Sunday afternoon, there's a grill with a charcoal biscuit.
You want me to come to a barbecue?
Yes, that's it.
Sounds great.
Bobby nods. She shuts the mower's hood.
Hey, and by the way, I hope you like what I did to y'all lawnmower.
Mama's grilling baby alligators while Bobby and Vicky sit at a picnic table.
You know that old hag that does astrology on Good Morning America? She really ought to pack it in. Listen to what she said for Sagittarius. She goes, "You're going to be faced with a difficult decision today." But the thing is we're all faced with difficult decisions every day. That's like saying you're going to eat today.
Yeah, maybe by leaving her predictions vague and generalized, there's less of a chance of someone finding out she's a phony.
Whatever, college boy.
Don't say college boy. Here comes Mama.
Oh, okay.
Mama glares at Vicky.
That looks nice, Mama. Here you go, Vicky Valancourt.
Thank you.
Mama. Vicky is an astrologist.
I don't believe in that sort of thing personally. Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
Vicky rolls her eyes.
You sure played great yesterday, Bobby.
What did my boy play great?
Water boy. Yeah, water boy. He played water boy great. Everybody who was thirsty got a drink right away. Yesterday at the football game.
Foosball. Bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other. Remember when that man wanted you to play foosball, Bobby?
Yeah, Roy Orbison came. Coach Klein, I remember.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama, the search continues.
They start eating.
What would you think if Bobby did play football, Mrs. Bushank?
Well, I wouldn't think much of it at all. And to tell you the truth, I don't think much of you and all your snotty questions, Miss Valancourt. I'm quite disturbed to see that you're so interested in my boy.
I'm very, very interested in your boy, Miss Boucher.
Really? Well, did he tell you about how much his feet smell?
Mama.
He has to wear two pair of socks.
Well, men are supposed to have stinky feet.
Well, are men supposed to wear pajamas featuring a cartoon character by the name of Deputy Doll?
Mama, please.
Well, you know what? I happen to find Deputy Dog to be very, very sexy.
Did he tell you about a little bedtime problem?
Mama, I'm begging you, don't.
That's his sheet back there.
A soiled sheet's hanging on the line.
If you'll excuse me, ladies, I'm gonna go hang myself.
Now, you see what you done?
What I did?
Now, you listen here, Cupcake. The onlyest woman in my boy's life is me. Nobody's gonna take him away. Especially not some godless Jezebel like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, your Bobby is a grown man. And guess what? He can hang out with whoever he wants.
Oh, yes, he can. Whoever he wants. Except you. Bobby, that woman is a devil.
And I want you to stay away from her, you hear me?
Yes, Mama.
Now you come on inside before that little old witch casts a spell on us.
I'm sorry, Vicki Valancourt.
He follows Mama into the house. Vicki bites the head off a grilled alligator.
When we report on the SCLSU Mud Dogs here on SportsCenter, it's usually to add another number to their amazing losing streak, which now stands at 41. But now, Bobby Boucher has given us another reason. In the Mud Dogs' latest loss this past Saturday, the amazing 31-year-old freshman set a new NCAA record by sacking the quarterback 16 times, shattering the old record of 7. And oh, by the way, Bobby Boucher is also the team's water boy, which of course begs the question, what exactly are they putting in the water down in Jackson's Bayou, Louisiana?
Coach Red Bouillou, watching TV, drops his hamburger and hugs his green playbook.
We're deadlocked at 3 with less than a minute to go.
We are one.
At the game, Bobby passes
dream.
Out water to
there
the team.
There are 40 of you on this team, not just one. Bobby can't do this by himself. Now get out there and make something happen. All right, sacrifice your bodies. Go, yeah. Go, go. Thank you.
You're going to have to do this by yourself because there is nobody on this team that's any good. Now, look, I can't stand losing anymore. We've got to win one game. Can you go out there and make something happen? Visualize an attack.
Yes.
Visualize an attack.
Yes, yes, yes.
Please. Please.
Farmer Fran strokes the mascot's paw.
Central Kentucky's now down to their third-string quarterback. Good news, folks. First-string quarterback Tommy Gardner does not have a broken neck.
Blue 52.
Bobby imagines Mama.
Blue 52.
Hut! I forbid you to talk to that enchantress. She's the devil.
She's not the devil. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
I never said she was the devil.
She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, please don't hurt me.
Oh, my God. Come on.
You're crazy. Bobby tackles him.
Okay. It's a safety. They win. With the help of Boucher, the losing streak is over.
I'm so sorry, Mama. Please forgive me. I love you so much.
The quarterback looks at Bobby.
I love you too.
We won, baby. There's going to be a big party tonight, and you going.
Yeah. Party?
Yeah, baby.
A fraternity house is packed with dancing students. Number 51 opens the door and sees Bobby wearing a green leisure suit.
Nice suit.
Thank you. It was my daddy's. Mama don't know I'm here, but I took these out of the icebox. Louisiana hotcakes.
Thanks. Come on in.
Hey, Bobby Boucher.
Look who's here, Sergeant Stutter.
You want a beer?
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
You just make a joke, Bobby.
Yes, I did.
Good one.
See, now that you finally won a game, right? You feel looser, the pressure is off, and that will lead to a lot more victories.
Yeah, that and a water boy getting 20 sacks a game.
That too.
The professor enters with two black eyes and his arm in a sling.
Professor, we still having that test on amphibians and reptiles next Friday?
Yes, sir. That is it. It's all right with you.
Yeah, of course it is.
My best regards to your dear mama.
The professor runs up the stairs.
Let's talk to the water boy.
You played amazing at the game today, Bobby.
Hey, you are so cute. Is there a girl you're seeing?
Seeing? I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
You are a bad boy. I wish you were my boyfriend.
Oh, thank you. But you see, there's this girl, Vicki Valancourt. She may be the devil. Mama said that. Consequently, I'm prohibited from contact with her. But I hope to get past that one day, because she's nice to talk to.
Leon, dang it. Leon, dang it.
Farmer Fran hands the girl a half-eaten frog cake, and he and Bobby dance. Newspaper reads, Mud Dogs clip Clemson 6-3. Bobby tries to explain the gash on his head to Mama. He beats his chest and scratches his armpits. Later, Mama tacks up a sign with a gorilla on it that reads, Wanted, Reward. The sports page reads, SCLSU upsets Louisville 5-0. Another tackle. He stands at a chalkboard and talks about molecules while Mama sits on her porch and plays with a paddle ball. He tackles again at LT's Louisiana Lightning football camp.
Gentlemen, we have a very special guest here today. Let's have a warm LT welcome, Bobby Boucher. Come on, Bobby.
Thank you, Mr. Larson.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he get the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
The kids look at him.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
The kids nod. Bobby leaves LT's camp, walks past a red convertible, and sees Vicky lounging on a picnic table nearby.
What you doing here?
I'm nothing. I was just thinking about stealing LT's Porsche over there. But I suppose I ought to be moving on if I get you in trouble with your mama.
But Mr. Coach Klein said that what Mama don't know won't hurt her. So maybe we could ride home together.
Really?
If you'd like to.
Okay.
Later, Vicky drives a red Porsche with a license tag that reads LT56 down the wrong side of a two-lane road. Bobby drives his lawnmower next to her. Wearing a roughly eye mask and sleeping on her back in a canopy bed. Bobby and Vicky tiptoe past. They go into Bobby's room.
You can sit down if you'd like. Hey, Valancourt, I figured because you're interested in astrology and mystical stuff like that, you might appreciate this.
He hands her a glowing blue bottle in a pouch.
That's water from a glacier in Alaska. It was blessed by an Eskimo medicine man.
It's cold.
Yes, it's always cold. That's why it's so special.
She walks toward Bobby and kisses him.
That happened to be my first time with the lips and the tongue. That was your tongue. I believe it was the. I never did that before.
Well, that was your first kiss. Damn, I bet it's the first time you've seen a pair of these.
She unzips her top and holds it open. His eyes get big.
Another face for me now. I appreciate what you're showing me right now. Vicky Valancourt, I think Mama's up.
Mama talks in her sleep.
Devil. You better get going.
My God, Bobby. I mean, sometimes I just don't know why I bother with you. You ain't even a man.
She zips up her top and leaves.
Looks like the Cinderella SCLSU Mud Dogs, led by linebacker Bobby Boucher, are going to fall one victory short of that Bourbon Bowl bid. Iowa could win the game by nailing this 20-yard field goal.
Yeah, but the Mud Dogs have played a sensational football game. Let's take a look at the way Boucher ended the Hawkeyes' last drive. Here we see Boucher instantly penetrating the pocket.
There's a lot of pain and shame in those eyes.
Friends, it's all over.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Difficult to watch, Chris.
My dog! Gonna kick some names and take some ass!
Bobby!
Bobby.
Water sucks. Gatorade is better.
What?
Use it on the field.
Bobby runs out onto the field and visualizes the Iowa quarterback as Coach Klein.
Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No,
it really, really sucks.
You mean you're bad people.
He steps on the lineman, jumps, and catches the kick ball. He sprints down the field.
With yesterday's come-from-behind victory, the SCLSU Mud Dogs earned a New Year's Day date with Red Bellew and the Louisiana Cougars in the first annual Bourbon Bowl. But not only has the Waterboy changed SCLSU's fortunes, he's got other teams looking around the sidelines for talent. In fact, yesterday, Michigan, devastated by injury, experimented with their Towel Boy at wide receiver. But the Towel Boy ran into a laundry list of problems.
The Mud Dogs are having a bonfire pep rally down by the river. He runs in with the team, a big smile on his face. Coach Klein's at the microphone.
You know, when I see so many of you here tonight, it reminds me just about how special this season really was. Not just for the team, not just for the students, but for each and every one of you. In our small corner of Louisiana!
You can do it!
Oh, yes, we can. And yes, we will. Because we've got a young man who has been so vital to our success. A wonderful student athlete. And a wonderful friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher!
Bobby receives high fives from his teammates.
Waterboy number one!
You can do it!
Thank you so much for being my friends.
You can do it!
I also like to take this opportunity to tell you that my mama don't know I play football, so... If you could not tell my mama I play football, that would be for the best.
Coach Klein hugs Bobby. A bus stops and the bald player from Bobby's old team steps out.
We're trying to get to the Bourbon Bowl. But looks like we ended up in Retardville, USA.
Other team members and a girl get off the bus.
You fixing to tackle all of us?
Kick his water-loving ass, Greg.
I asked you a question, dumbass.
You eat.
Vicky puts a knife to Greg's throat.
Saw your head off.
You can do it! Cut his f***ing head off!
Hold it.
Coach Boyu pushes through the crowd.
Now, what is the problem here, honey?
I mean, whatever it is, we don't want this to get physical. Right, Klein?
Yeah, well, your team acting like a bunch of heads.
Greg, this is not how ambassadors for the University of Louisiana are supposed to act.
Coach Klein sneaks away, and Greg leaves.
However, assault with a deadly weapon, very, very serious offense. Officer! Get her a little country ass out of here.
Thank you, Vicky.
Let's go. Ah, it's the water boy. I got something for you. This is his transcript from South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. Now, the problem with that is
There ain't no South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. So obviously, this is a fake. However, this is not a fake. This is from the NCAA. They don't think you ought to play football no more. So allow me to say this to you one more time. You're fired.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Ever see a championship ring? Well, we messing with the champ. Come on, Lesby.
You didn't go to high school, Bobby?
I was homeschooled. I didn't know I needed...
Four is a fake transcript.
No, I did it.
The water boy's a cheater! Cut his head off!
Yeah. He steps up.
Listen, everybody. This don't change nothing. We played as a team. We won as a team. And just because the water boy's a cheater, don't change the fact that the real Mud Dogs are gonna kick some cougar ass. Mud Dogs! 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 Mud Dogs!
To Bobby and shrugs.
Sorry, Bobby.
Believe me, I understand. Yeah, and you're deeply appreciated, Mr. Dodd. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Good news, Bobby. The NCAA is going to allow you to play in the Bourbon Bowl.
Yes.
You just have to pass the high school equivalency test.
It's not a test, Coach. Everybody hates me.
That's not true.
One man said he wanted to decapitate me, and nobody else thought that to be too bad of an idea.
Bobby starts to leave.
Somebody made me look like a cheater.
I did it. It's me.
Why?
Coach Klein looks up.
Because I wanted you to play. Because you were my way out, Bobby. Because it was the only way to get you in. I am so sorry.
He puts his head down.
Why didn't you stick up for me down by the river?
The truth is, I fled. I came into my office, I went under my desk, I cried like a 10-year-old girl.
Klein picks up a paperweight and throws it through the window, hitting the professor in the head.
You know, Red and I have a history. 20 years ago, we were assistants to Coach Kavanaugh at the University of Louisiana. Red ran the practices and I used to come up with the plays. Oh, boy, was I good. I would write these foolproof plays in my little green notebook that I had. The opposition didn't even know what hit them. And when Coach Kavanaugh was going to retire, me and Red, we just knew that one of us was going to be a successor.
In a flashback, Klein lets Red into his apartment.
Hey, Red.
How you doing?
Come by to wish me luck?
Well, not exactly. No. Actually, I come by to get you to do Red a little favor.
Sure. What's up?
Well, you know that green notebook you used to write all them football plays in? Well, I need to show Kavanaugh that I come up with some good play ideas.
But you didn't come up with them. They're my plays.
Klein picks up the notebook.
I need them.
Klein, I'm going to have this book. One way or another, so you might as well let the damn thing go, because if you don't, it's going to get awfully, awfully physical around here. And I don't think you want that, do you? Huh?
Red pulls the notebook out of Klein's hand.
Of course, Red got the job. Next day, fired me. Once he had my notebook, he didn't need me anymore. I didn't take it very well. No, Grandma, I didn't get it. I can't believe it.
The cord's myself. Not connected to the phone.
I know. I'm so numb. I just hate him.
He's wearing high heels.
That is it. Terrible story, Coach, but why don't you just come up with some new plays?
I try. I can't.
Yes?
I guess I have a mental block, you know, ever since Red took my playbook and my manhood.
I knew what he was going to do.
and I just didn't fight back.
Well, you're gonna show him that you're a man on Saturday. And I'm gonna show everybody that I'm not a dummy. I'm gonna go study.
Later, Bobby turns a page in a big book as his mother brushes his hair forcefully.
Maybe you could stop brushing my hair so I can read.
Read? Never get to read. What you reading for?
She quits brushing and sits.
Don't look like to me you enjoys it. Sitting there all grouchy.
Mama, I gotta read this book and six other books tonight or else I can't play foot.
She looks at him sharply.
Ball.
Foosball? You playing the foosball behind my back?
The only reason I'm doing this so I can go to school.
School? You going to school?
I'm sorry, Mama. I wanted to tell you.
You off gallivant with your fancy foosball friends at school while I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company except Steve?
Steve laps water out of the toilet.
The chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher. You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You gonna lose all your fancy foosball games, and you're gonna fail your big exam because school is...
The devil? Everything is the devil to you, Mama!
She falls into her chair.
I like school, and I like football, and I'm gonna keep doing them both because they make me feel good. And by the way, Mama, alligators are ornery because they're medulla oblongata.
Mama sits, speechless.
And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Bobby sits in a school desk at one end of a gymnasium. Three people sit at a larger desk at the other end. One of the men walks toward Bobby.
The Louisiana High School Equivalency Examination consists of 300 multiple choice questions. You have 3 hours. Good luck to you, sir.
Bobby breaks the seal on the test packet with his pencil. Vicky waves through a window and holds up a sign that reads, "Want me to kill them?" Bobby shakes his head. Vicky mouths okay and gives him a thumbs up. He returns the gesture and she waves and leaves. He picks up his pencil and looks at a question. Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity. In what year did this happen?
Mama,
Bobby remembers his childhood.
That's nonsense. I invented electricity. Ben Franklin is the devil!
Bobby shakes his head and marks his answer sheet. A clock behind him reads 10:02. Much later, he walks out with Vicky.
Can't believe I told Mama that I got feelings for you.
Well, welcome to your manhood, Bobby Boucher. When we get a little more time, I'll welcome you properly.
Yes, once again, I'm not quite sure what that means, but you know, we should get going. I told the coach that I'd drive to the game with him.
The sheriff's car approaches.
I was with you from 2 to 4 last night. You tell me.
Bobby. Your mama got sick this morning. She's in the hospital.
Mama's in bed with her eyes shut and a smile on her face.
What have I done? I'm so sorry, Mama.
Coach Klein and Vicky enter.
Doctors say they can't figure out what's wrong with her. But I know what's wrong. She got a broken heart because of me.
Mama, that's ridiculous.
Everybody else in this town turned on me at the drop of a hat. Mama is the only one who really cares if I live or die.
She opens one eye.
Please just leave us alone.
She closes her eye.
Fine, Bobby. We better get going. God knows what the team is doing with just Farmer Fran watching them.
Farmer Fran's partying with the cheerleaders. Coach Klein tiptoes out. Vicky sees Mama peeking and gives her a disgusted look before leaving. Bobby kneels next to Mama.
Everybody parties on the New Year's Eve.
Really made it look like home.
Bobby enters Mama's hospital room.
Party with
She's lying on her canopy bed. Bobby plugs in a bug zapper.
Dressed to kill, holding a glass of champagne. Everyone,
Bobby adjusts Mama's colorful bedspread. A stuffed deer head hangs above her headboard, and mosquito netting is tied to the bedpost. Bobby sits in a rocking chair and turns on the TV. The screen reads live, Dick Clark.
Mama, the devil.
Vicky knocks on a door. The professor, his head bandaged, opens it. She points to a piece of paper. Later, she taps on a fan's pup tent.
Who there? Who there?
Then she knocks on a shack by the river. The "you can do it" guy's inside gnawing on a rabbit. She knocks on another door and finds the sheriff and another man with no shirts on.
Happy New Year, Mama. My resolution is to never hurt you again.
Bobby pulls back the hospital curtains to see a huge crowd outside holding up candles. Vicky and the professor are in the front row. Bobby looks surprised. Vicky smiles up at him.
Bobby Boucher, all these folks are here tonight to tell you that they're sorry. That they're sorry for not supporting you when it meant the most. But you do have friends. And one of them wants to say something.
She pulls a fan forward. He takes off his hat.
I am not what you would call a handsome man. The good Lord chose not to bless me with charm, athletic ability, or a fully functional brain. You see, you're an inspiration to all of us who weren't born handsome and charming and cool.
And Bobby, if your mama could only hear us right now, we would tell her what a fine boy she raised. And how much your playing football means to this town.
But she can't hear you, because she's unconscious.
Mama's eyes are open.
I'm sorry to disappoint you all, but please keep your voices down so Mama can get her rest.
He closes the curtains.
But wake her ass up! We're gonna win tomorrow!
The crowd disperses. A disappointed Vicky is the last to go. The sun rises on the bayou. Bobby wakes up from sleeping in the rocking chair to find Mama sitting on her bed.
Mama, thank God you're okay. I'm so sorry. I was so bad, Mama. You were right about everything. I've been a real knucklehead.
Oh, hush, baby. You should have seen this a long time ago.
She hands him a scrapbook.
Oh, my word. Is that my daddy?
No. This guy I dated before I met your father. Oh, you could iron a shirt on his stomach. Well, that was lust, not love. Turn the page.
He sees a photo of a goofy-looking guy.
Yes, your daddy. So handsome. Read on.
Dear Helen, who's Helen?
That's my first name, Bobby.
Oh. I have arrived here in New Orleans. It is even more beautiful than in the picture book. I'm sure I have no problem finding work, so you can expect my next letter to contain lots of money. Your loving husband, Robert. That's nice, Mama. Dear Helen. That's you.
I found a job as a lemonade vendor. But sorry, no money yet. New Orleans is an expensive city. Expensive but fun. Hope all is well. Robert. To whom it may concern, this will be my last letter. We have grown apart over these last 6 weeks. I now have two loves in my life. Big city living and a voodoo woman named Phyllis. Ciao, Roberto.
He changed his name to Roberto. I guess he thought it was more exotic.
But Mama says that... I mean, you say that my daddy...
Bobby, your daddy didn't go into no Peace Corps. He deserted us, baby.
Bobby shakes his head.
No, Mama. You shouldn't be dredging up these painful memories in your condition.
Oh, hush. Your mama's as healthy as an ox, and as dumb as one to boot. I was so scared you'd abandon me, too, that I made you abandon all those people who depend on you. I hid you away from the world, Bobby Boucher. But I can't hold you to myself no more. Because everyone's seen how wonderful you are.
Oh, Mama.
He hugs her.
Now. You go play foosball with your friends.
Welcome to ABC's coverage of the Bourbon Bowl. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brett Musburger, along with my colleague Dan Fouts. And the big story here, Dan, is a game that's lost some of its luster without its star player, the water boy, Bobby Boucher.
You know, Red's got a couple of solid early rounders out there.
I know, but I really wanted to scout that water boy. It reminds me of Greg Lloyd.
Nah, Zach Thomas.
Whatever.
Is she ready?
Oh, yeah. She's a mob and ready.
Come on!
Bobby runs out of his house wearing a life jacket. He joins Mama and Vicky aboard a fan boat.
Let's go, ladies.
The boat takes off. At the Bourbon Bowl.
We are underway. The opening kickoff is a beauty. But Holdsworth is going to bring it out from 9 yards deep.
Come on.
Showing no respect for this team without Boucher. Good reason, Brent. 109 yards untouched. Touchdown, Cougars. They strike first.
Klein hangs his head while Red celebrates. Meanwhile, the fan boat speeds down the bayou.
Time running down in the first quarter. Cougars lead is 17-0.
Set! Green, 33!
Oh, Dan, that quarterback can't even get the ball off before he's hit.
Brent, it's as if they're in the offensive huddle.
Red's reading the Idiot's Guide to Coaching. A fan grabs Jimmy Johnson's hot dog.
Are you going to finish that hot dog, Jimmy?
No, I'm not.
Mama, you think we'll make it on time?
Hang on! I'll show you what AJ points taught me.
Bobby's head tilts back as the boat skids onto the shore.
That's the end of the half. The Cougars are dominating. Let's hope the Mud Dogs can make some adjustments.
They remove their headsets.
Well, they better because they suck.
Mm-hmm. In the Mud Dogs locker room, Coach Klein peeks out from behind a towel.
Anybody got an idea?
Hey. Remember the time Bobby tackled the referee by mistake?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. How about the time he tackled the guy from Louisville and threw him into the stands?
Y'all remember when he intercepted the ball and his pants fell off and then he ran for the touchdown bare-ass?
Remember the time Bobby Boucher on the field, quite bad wrong way, you were saying that you want Bobby Boucher to die him.
Bobby enters the locker room.
Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl, do you?
Hey, sorry about giving you so much this year. You're the heart and soul of this team, Bobby.
And the only one of us going to pass that test.
Thank you all so much for being my friends.
Well, let's wait till later to hold hands and kiss. We got a bowl game to win, right?
Yeah!
In a dramatic turn of events, Bobby Boucher just arrived at halftime.
And on a fan boat, Brent, his mother drove him right into the stadium.
The Mud Dogs run onto the field. Bobby stops and smiles. Mama looks at the packed stadium and sees a sign that reads, "Go Water Boy."
Whose ball's not for the devil? It's for my Bobby.
Time to open up some whoop ass.
Coach Red Boy, you frowns.
He showed up. All right, look, buddy. Just relax, relax. Go in there and do exactly like we planned. Go, go, go.
This could be the start of some high drama, folks. Or are the Mud Dogs too far behind? Bobby Boucher is on defense. The Cougars are coming out from their own 20-yard line. The pitch, it's a reverse. Boucher's not through. Football, Robidoux got it. Touchdown, Mud Dogs.
The Mud Dogs jump up and down.
Boy, Boucher knocked the poop out of him.
Who?
Mama pours coffee for the cheerleaders.
I want you girls to sob up. Have faith in my Bobby.
The Mud Dogs are faced with yet another third and long. Grimlaw back to pass. Oh, he's going to be stuffed again. And the Mud Dogs' offense is still unable to move that ball. But the way their defense is fired up, they still have a shot at winning this game.
Blake, come here, look.
Boyu whispers to Blake, who looks at him like he's crazy. Boyu shows him his rings.
The Cougars lead 27-7 in the middle of the third quarter. And he takes a knee.
Y'all gonna play or what?
How y'all like my new offense?
All right, it's second and 12 as the Cougars line up on the ball.
What is Red Boyu doing? Refusing to play offense. Man, this is bizarre.
No, it's not, Brent. It's brilliant because Red is taking the water boy out of the game. By kneeling down three times and punting, he's going to make the Mud Dog offense try to beat him. And the way they're playing today, that's impossible.
Well, the Mud Dog's most valuable player, the linebacker they call the water boy, is now powerless. That means Coach Klein will have to find another way to outfox Red.
Mud Dogs call a timeout.
Mr. Coach Klein, where are you going? I was just going to get a hot pretzel. Mr. Coach Klein, are you afraid of Red Boyu?
Yeah!
I am petrified of him. Well, why don't you pretend that Red Boyu is somebody that you're not afraid of? Pretend? Yes. Visualize somebody you're not afraid of, and then attack, like you told me. I'll try. But he's right over there.
Coach Klein visualizes Red Boyu as a baby.
Little baby.
Yeah.
Hello, little baby. I'll put your mama in your mama. Mama. Do you have a poop? Okay. Now, this is what we're going to do. He's going to come here.
Come and get this one, Cougars.
Red 22!
Snap to Grimlaw. A reverse. No, it's a double reverse. Oh, what a block. And Boogie springs free. Trouble.
Coach Klein does have a few tricks up his sleeve after all.
What the hell is here? Huh? We go from a championship football team to a bunch of dogs.
Right now, we're going to go down to the sidelines and our man, Lynn Swan. Swanee, what do you have for us?
I'm with Vicki Valancourt, who's taking over Bobby Boucher's water duties for this important game.
Well, I'm not taking over. I'm just trying not to screw up too bad.
Well, let me ask you this. What's your prediction for the rest of this ballgame?
My Dogs are going to win 30-27.
That's very interesting. How'd you come up with that guess?
Guess? That ain't no guess. That's what it's going to be.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, be careful down there, Swanee.
In the background, Mama's dancing for the camera.
All right. Meanie. Where's Meanie?
Meanie.
Meanie. Here, Coach. All right, we can get in there and let's see if that water boy can stop you. Go,
sure.
go.
Red is sending his best defender in as a running back? What do you make of this, Dan?
Well, Brett, he's got to find some way to neutralize the water boy. He probably thinks that Meanie will just pound it in there like the fridge used to do for the Bears.
Hey, water boy! Is your girlfriend going to save you again?
Oh, no, sir. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. You'll see.
Bring it to the hole! Yes, mine!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
He sounds like a big choo-choo train.
When Meanie trips over a Mud Dog, Bobby holds him upside down and slams him on his back.
Powerbomb. Complimented Captain Insano.
Mud Dog fight! With your might!
All right, field goal. Field goal, go. Derek!
Yeah. Visualize an attack. Go kick the ball. Kick it.
Derek sees a Ku Klux Klan mask instead of a football.
No.
The ball sails between the goalposts. It's 17-27. Cougars lead with 4 minutes, 46 seconds to go. Coach Bowie removes his headset and Klein visualizes him as a Cocker Spaniel. Klein smiles, the dog cocks its head, and Klein writes in his playbook. All the Mud Dogs shift to the left and rush the quarterback. Coach Bowie looks at his green playbook.
Down by 10 late in the fourth quarter, Coach Klein opts for the field goal.
So then they have to hope for the onside kick and a touchdown to tie the game.
Dan, look what we have here. Boucher's in the game as a blocker.
Last game of the year, Brett. Can't hold anything back now.
Set!
Snap. It's a fake. Boucher's out in front. A great block.
Bo U is steaming, Dan.
Brad, he sees his perfect season slipping away.
The Cougars' lead is down to 3.
Vicky nods and smirks at Lynn Swan.
The Mud Dogs need the ball back if they're going to have a shot at overtime. And Bobby Boucher is now on the kickoff team.
Last game of the year, Brent. Can't hold anything back now.
I know.
Who's it going to be?
Derek looks at the Cougars.
Who's it going to be? Who's it gonna be?
Number 49 looks scared.
Oh, yeah, it is my bitch.
Remember, the ball must travel 10 yards. It's loose. Mud Dogs football. Mud Dogs football.
Mama, I got the football. I got it.
What a vicious hit. That was a cheap shot.
What a dumb penalty. That puts the Mud Dogs in field goal range for the tie.
Dan, I'm not sure the Boucher is able to get back up.
Oh, my baby!
Vicky takes the glacier water out of her bag.
Still cold.
She runs to the huddle around Bobby.
You can do it, yeah.
Dan, you hate to see this happen.
Vicky pours the water into Bobby's mouth, and he springs to his feet.
That's high quality H2O.
You go on now. Make it happen, Bobby.
The water boy just needed some water.
Wow, Dan. You think that up all by yourself?
Shut up, Brent.
7 seconds left.
You okay? They tried to open up a can of whoop-ass on me. I wouldn't let him.
Okay, now listen. I have an idea for the last play.
You haven't done this before, all right? The offense is going to line up like this.
Yeah.
You're going to be right here.
There'll be no tie here today. Coach Klein is sending his offense back onto the field. He's going for the win right now.
Yeah, this is a real gutsy call, Brett. He'll either be a hero or a goat because of this.
And Dan, Bobby Boucher is back on the field. He is now playing offense. We know.
Ready? They give that waterboy the football. I don't care if you have to stab him. Do not let him get away. Do you understand me?
Yes,
do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Get in there.
The players take their positions. Bobby looks at Gee.
Let's do it, Bobby.
In slow motion, Gee tosses the ball to Bobby. Coach Klein holds hands with Derek and Casey. Coach Boyu forms an O with his mouth and motions at his team that Bobby is going to pass. Bobby smiles at Vicky, who nods. Klein covers his eyes as Bobby prepares to make a long pass to Gee. He throws the ball just before getting tackled. The ball sails down the field. Coach Boyu mouths no and makes stop signs with his hands. Coach Klein peeks between his fingers. Farmer Fran pinches his own nipples as Gee catches the ball with one hand. The Mud Dogs are carrying Bobby on their shoulders.
We did it! I can't believe it! Vic, I love you!
I love you too, baby!
The professor trips and gets trampled.
It's a cold clap! You got your manhood! You got your manhood!
Bobby, congratulations! You're the MVP of the Bourbon Bowl! How do you feel?
I love Mama!
Mama smiles and the Jumbotron flashes. He loves his Mama. Vicky come out of a church in wedding clothes.
Here you go, Bobby.
Get him in, Bobby!
Bobby, I've been dreading this day for a long time, but you got yourself a fine woman.
Oh, thank you, Mama.
Good luck, son.
This is the best day of my life!
Yeah! You just wait till tonight.
What's gonna happen tonight?
You'll see.
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
Bobby and Vicky hop on the lawnmower.
I'm gonna go do it!
They start to drive away, but a beat-up convertible stops in front of them. A man in an
Bobby,
orange leisure suit gets out.
Me, your daddy, Roberto!
Daddy?
You know, I seen you on the ESPN when they was talking about you being drafted by the NFL.
Not going to the NFL. Gonna stay in school and graduate.
The hell with school, dopey! Take the money! You and me could be partners! Just like that Tiger Woods and his daddy!
Mama tackles Roberto.
Nice hit, Mama.
Thanks, baby. And you go on, have some fun becoming a man.
As they drive away, Vicky turns around and kisses Bobby. Mama claps proudly.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.